Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I am Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, Brian Freeman. And this week, our guest visiting us is actually, we're recording this prior to the 4th of July, in town visiting, former track and field and cross-country student athlete Derek Westbrook. Derek, we appreciate you stopping by when you got so much to do in such a short time back in Mobile.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be back. Always fun time coming back to South Alabama, seeing how everything's going.
Well, like you said, you're back in town for a short trip. You're actually back from Baylor, where you've just started on this spring in the role of assistant director for fan engagement. Prior to getting into some questions about that and what you're up to these days, when's the last time you've been back on campus back in town?
So I came back November of 2015 for the homecoming game. So I guess it's been about a year and whatever odd months that is. Math wasn't my strong suit.
I know that you're just getting back, and maybe you haven't had a chance to fully go around, but kind of look the same you these days. You're noticing some things that are a little different from the last time that you've been here?
Well, all the different landscaping that's going on as soon as you get on campus, it really gives you the feel that you're entering a college campus. And they always had the entrances whenever I was here, but adding the landscaping, it really has helped a lot, plus a lot of new buildings, and then they have this new mecca of a field house going up for the football team. It's going to be awesome.
You know, you're in Waco now, and you've been back in Texas for a couple of years since you got your degree in 2015. And, you know, a lot of times former teammates, fellow student athletes, either go home or they stay in Mobile. And since you haven't done that, how often do you find that you're keeping up with those guys and girls, and like, how do you do it? Are you is it all text, or do you actually get on the phone with some of them? Is it all social media? How are you keeping up with the program these days?
So my freshman year, we actually started a group chat on Facebook, and since my freshman year, that thing has been going strong, I guess about 6 years now. So we keep up with each other through that. I talk to Coach Barnett. I try to talk to him weekly, and so through him I'm able to stay in touch with what's currently going on with the team. A lot of these guys, you know, I was there, the guys who were coming as juniors, those were the last guys that I knew. So these freshmen, sophomores, you know, I don't personally know them, but I feel like I know them through the way that Coach Barnett talks to me about their training, their racing. I've seen their results, but the current guy, or the guys that were there whenever I was there, we stay in touch, you know, random phone calls, and then we have the group chat going, and Snapchat. Gotta love all the millennial social media. Makes it easy.
Well, like we said, you are now an assistant director for fan engagement at Baylor. Congratulations on the full-time job. For the listeners out there, describe what that role entails and your main responsibilities in that position.
So our job essentially is to control the environment of the stadium as soon as the play on the field stops. So whether that is, you know, for instance, I play all the music in the football stadium. So whenever we have the guy who's producing the game, our assistant AD, he is controlling the game, and he's telling the band when to play. He's telling myself when to play. So we're the ones who are operating all of the presentations on the field, the different promotions we have. Anything in that general area is what we're essentially responsible for, telling them what videos to put up on the video board, things like that. So we are, I guess, and you know, we make the engaging aspect for our fans, which is our title is fan engagement. So
now you're putting a lot into football, and that's a we know too from down at LAD that all that entails. Basketball, baseball, are you doing the same thing all year round, or is it really a focus on the fall?
So football is obviously a huge animal, and but you want to treat every single team on your campus, especially ones that you're directly responsible for, like they're the most important team on that campus. And so I have baseball, I have track and cross country, which is fitting, and then I have volleyball as well, and then our women's basketball secondary support. So we each have our different responsibilities within each one, you know, creating the game day atmosphere, things like that. So whenever we're in football season, we're thinking about basketball. Whenever you're in basketball, you're starting to think about baseball. And so it's trying to stay one step ahead and make sure that we're not getting complacent with what we're doing, staying up to date with what's going on, trying to be the new trendsetter and things like that.
Now, you know, it's summer break. You know, lots of student athletes are in class, but you don't have those events that you have to be responsible for. So rather than what you're doing these days, tell us about a typical day during a traditional fall or spring semester, and when you start, what you do throughout the day, and how you go about getting your responsibilities done.
So we usually get to work, you know, your normal time, and a lot of times in the mornings, those are meetings, and we're getting our time that we're discussing what are our strategies, what are the different things that we're looking for this football season. And we each have these marketing tools and different multi-sport promotions that we're responsible for, and so it's staying on task with those. My favorite days of the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have our form of the NBA, the Noontime Basketball Association. And so it's a bunch of full-time staffers at Baylor who go and play below average basketball and, you know, live the heydays of being former athletes. And some of us are better than others. And, you know, just you really get out there trying not pull a hamstring and you remind yourself of the younger days whenever you used to be able to touch the net. And, you know, now it's just a miracle to get the ball to the rim. So we go and we play that for an hour and a half, and that kind of rejuvenates you for the afternoons. And afternoons were, again, just kind of what meetings we have and trying to focus on getting ready for whatever upcoming season we have and trying to stay one step ahead.
So you earned your degree from South in 2015. Take us through the steps of when you left here to now, what you've done to get yourself in this position.
All right, so probably about December of 2015, December of 2014, still finishing up my senior year, one of my good friends from back in Port Neches where I grew up, he was a baseball player at Baylor. And so him and I stayed in touch, and he reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, have you ever thought about Baylor for grad school?" And I honestly hadn't considered it. You know, I was thinking LSU, Texas, things like that. And he reached out to me, and I went on a little visit there with him and got to see the facilities and instantly just fell in love with campus, fell in love with the vibe that I got while I was there. Sent out an application, ended up getting accepted, and then ended up getting a graduate assistant position as a GA, marketing, athletic marketing kind of assistant with McLennan Community College, which is in Waco, very strong baseball school. They had, the year before I got there, they lost in the national championship game. Their coach is a former Baylor assistant coach. He was there for 20 years, something like that. And so they had no one who worked in athletic marketing, and they ended up reaching out to me, and they kind of wanted to start that. So through that, I was able to start some marketing efforts, started the Student Athlete Advisory Committee there, and different responsibilities. But while I was doing that, I was able to also have internship credit working with athletic marketing at Baylor. So Baylor did not have graduate assistants at the time in there, and then ended up just kind of working out to where the second year of my graduate program, I was able to transition over to Baylor and work in that sort of role, was able to take on the responsibilities of playing music in the stadium. But a lot of my duties were not, you know, kind of big time, full-time level duties. And then two of our staffers left, which left vacancies. And so I was able to, he left in December, pick up kind of a lot of the roles of our assistant director and actually run all of baseball. It was, you know, essentially my sport as a graduate assistant. And so went through the interview process, and that was kind of my trial run to see if, you know, if I was able to hold that position. And I guess I didn't screw up too much, so enough to keep me on. And they ended up hiring me officially May 5th. So kind of been on since then.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Derek Westbrook, former Jaguar cross country and track runner, now the assistant director for fan engagement at Baylor. When in the process did you figure out, I want to work in collegiate athletics and administration that to set you on the path that you're on now?
So I knew I initially got to college, and my dad is a chemical engineer, and so I thought, you know, this sounds like a cool job. And he told me, and I learned 5 weeks into that 5 weeks into my freshman year that I was just an idiot for thinking that. I mean, it's just one of the more idiotic ideas I've had in my 24 years on this earth. And so knew I wanted to work in sports, but I didn't want to coach. And I was able to kind of work in the sports management program. And my junior year after our cross-country meet, I ended up having what ended up being a career-ending injury. And so through that, I was able to kind of see what Lloyd and Travis had going on in the athletic marketing department here at South. And they offered me an internship, got in with those guys, and really fell in love with the overall job of, you know, helping try to create the atmosphere at a collegiate game. And so I knew I wanted to work in college athletics. And after, you know, being on the field at LAD for a football game, it's like, man, this is cool. You know, I really enjoyed it. And so wanted to see what else, you know, that was about, and was fortunate enough to get those assistantships at Baylor. And it's kind of been going ever since.
Now, one of the other things that you got involved in your time at South was the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And there are a few questions I want to ask about some of the, your, you know, some of the things that you did with that. But really what I want to start with is when, you know, initially you get put on there by your coach, did you know what you were getting into when he put you down as one of the representatives of your program?
I did not. And honestly, I had no idea what I don't think anyone really knew what we were doing whenever we got there. And then Christina's done an unbelievable job, you know, helping everyone figure out what exactly it is that we want to do and what we're trying to accomplish. Jenna was the president of the SAC, and so we were able to accomplish those goals. But whenever I was told, hey, you're now a SAC rep by Coach Bruschi, it's kind of like, well, what am I supposed to do? I have no idea. Do I just show up? Do I need to bring pizza? I don't know what to do. And food was provided. Thank you, Christina. So was able to figure out, I guess, what exactly we were trying to accomplish.
And once you got involved in that, I mean, is that something else that you feel like in terms of organizationally and you're working with student athletes but not in the traditional event environment, something else that helped you sort of formulate the resume and the experience that's helped you get to where you are now?
Absolutely. I mean, it opens the doors for opportunities to have your voice heard on campus. And so we were able to talk about, you know, what are the things that as student athletes, you know, what how can we make our experience better? And so through that, it opened up different opportunities to attend conferences and speak with different people, actually get to learn who our faculty athletic representative was, talk with him, speak through the different problems that we have. And that kind of opened up doors to different opportunities again. And going to the Sunbelt Conference as a representative of South Alabama opened that door for me.
And then going beyond that, one of the special projects that you worked on that has really been a part of the Jaguar football team for the last few years was, whether anyone knows it or not, behind the scenes you did a lot of work with Team Impact. And that is the Jags and having Colby Sawyer as a part of the program, a young man from the area. And tell us about that process, kind of how you found out about it, how you got the ball rolling, and how easy or hard it was to get it all done to where Colby joined the program, even though he's a young man that physically might not ever be able to experience something like that in college when he gets old enough.
Right. So, yeah, as I said, I got to go to the Sunbelt Conference SAC meetings as a representative of South Alabama. And while we were there in the meetings, we were learning about different ways that as student athletes, we could be involved in our community. And so one of the guys, Evan Tatford, he's a football player for University of Louisiana Lafayette. He heard about this organization called Team Impact, and their job is to partner sports teams with kids who have life-threatening injuries or illnesses, things like that. So with that, I was able to kind of learn about the different details, what they've done from other schools. And like, as soon as I heard about it and did the research, I mean, something clicked inside of me. I wanted to bring that to South and just started making phone calls. You know, how can we do this? How can we get it done? Reached out to Team Impact, saw if they had any contacts in Texas. They had none. And so from there, I was trying to develop relationships with people. So talked to first with compliance, make sure it was you know, okay for us to do that. They gave me the okay, then reached out to USA Children's Hospital and asked, you know, if there's anyone that could just fit this demographic of what we're, you know, we're trying to have someone who is, you know, not as fortunate and is going through something that none of us could even imagine. And we want to have him or her come join our football team and be a part of what we're trying to do here. Was able to get USA Children's Women's Hospital in touch with Team Impact, and then they then got a match, and that was Colby. And from there, was working with Coach Jones, Christina, a bunch of people about how can we make this happen, and brought Colby in on his official visit and had him tour the facilities and, you know, offered it during Coach Jones' Monday press conference, you know, his NLI signing, and, you know, it's kind of history since then. And I know he's been up here with the team and really been a part of the team since then, and we would go visit him for lunches and things like that. So just a really cool, awesome opportunity.
Yeah, no, he is a tremendous young man. I always enjoy when we see him and the family at practice, even too, when they get a chance to get out there. If you had a chance to keep up from distance, I know it'd be nice if you could, but sometimes that's just not physically possible.
Right. I haven't spoke with him as of recent. My first year that I was at Baylor, I really was talking to his mom and dad a fair amount of times, and they would be able to put me on the phone with Colby, and then somehow him and I started playing Call of Duty together through the PlayStation, and we had our headsets, and you know, we were able to talk back and forth, and if our headsets weren't working, we'd call each other, and we would play all the time. And you know, with the past, I guess, 8 months, how busy I've gotten with all this, it's just I haven't had time to call him, and you know, wish I was able to more. But we've definitely, you know, I keep up with them through Facebook, and him, I comment on every picture I can of him, and he's really growing into an awesome young man.
Visiting with former Jaguar cross-country track and field student-athlete Derek Westbrook this week on Inside Jag Nation. So in your time here at South, you participated in a bunch of meets, had some success as a freshman and sophomore, and as you know, for a lot of student athletes, as you grow, develop, get in the program, weight room, nutrition, you expect bigger and better things. Before you got injured and it changed everything, what were your goals for your upperclassmen years, and what did you think you were going to be able to accomplish?
So my freshman year, I was fortunate enough to qualify for the junior national championships in the steeplechase. And after seeing, I came in seventh in that race, and that was, you know, from that point, I really thought that I had a lot of potential, and my goals were always to be all conference. And that, you know, going into my sophomore year, I ended up with an injury and didn't have an ideal year. It was extremely average. And my junior year cross country, I mean, I was in the best shape of my life and was hopefully going to break all of my PRs from my freshman year, which were much higher than my high school personal records. And so as my goals were, you know, I wanted to be all conference and I wanted to break my PRs, and I didn't want to set any unrealistic goals of, you know, I didn't really know if I could be a conference champion. I wanted to do it. I mean, everyone's goal is obviously to be a conference champion, but you know, it's something I wanted to be realistic with it and really just do any way that I could to help the team. And, you know, ultimately that wasn't able to happen after my junior year. Was able to score in my last race that I ran in at the NCAA regional championships for cross country.
How frustrating was it competitively? I mean, maybe it helped that you had started to get yourself involved in these other things like the SAC and marketing, but the competitor in you, how hard was it as a senior to not be able to run?
Well, so I mean, after I had my knee surgery, I was on the sidelines for six to eight months. I can't remember the exact duration, but you know, I knew I was gonna be able to come back from it. And so working just really hard with our trainer, rehabbing, I was doing rehab three times a day, just doing everything I possibly could to get back out on the track my senior year. So that made it was tough, but like I knew that I was determined to get back to that point. And then the day that I did my mile repeat workout, ended up feeling something in my knee kind of catching, and we ended up talking to our surgeon and found out that the surgery failed. And that was, you know, I would say that's probably, you know, kind of a rock bottom moment for me, because that was knowing that my collegiate career was over. And that was a really tough, you know, pill to swallow. But looking back on it, I mean, that was the biggest blessing that happened, because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I had not had the original injury, I wouldn't have had time to intern in marketing. I wouldn't have had time to be as active as I was in SAC. I wouldn't have had time to plan that stuff with Colby because we'd have been traveling, competing. And so you're looking back on it, you know, there's no way that I can be upset. You know, it all worked out how it was supposed to. And, you know, didn't question God or anything about why it happened. It was exactly how I wanted it to.
While we talk about looking back, can you pinpoint, do you have a favorite memory from your time at South?
Honestly, my senior year, watching my team win conference, that was something we talked about every conference meet, obviously. You know, you went on conference, and we came in as freshmen, and that's what my whole class, you know, was our goal, as our coach said, we want to win conference. And so my senior year, finally getting to watch those guys do it, you know, even though I wasn't able to run with them on the course, it was one of the greatest experiences, just, you know, kind of embracing the guys as we found out we won, you know. Everybody hugging and high-fiving, and Coach Barnett, you know, just on cloud nine, because there was a protest period where we didn't really know if we won. We won by 2 points, and so of course the opposing coach is going to protest, and so we're kind of just waiting on pins and needles trying to find out, and they officially announced it. And that's just, that experience was as a team probably my greatest memory with them. Personally, would be qualifying for the junior national championships as a freshman. My coach Barbie, him and Barnett really instilled in me that I could do it. And I think hitting that qualifying time, my first ever steeplechase, was one of the best experiences of my life.
Now, we've talked about the injury and it cut short your collegiate career. Are you at a point now where when you have some free time that you can still run and maybe compete in races locally, or is that part of the career over with and you're doing something else to keep in shape and stay active other than recreational basketball?
Yep. No, running is something that after you do it that many times for 4 years, well, I guess 3 years, you know, it's something that it's tough when you're by yourself to want to get out there and do it. I run every now and then. This past year we have the Bearthon at Baylor, which is the toughest half marathon in Texas. And stupid me just decided, oh, I'm going to sign up and do it, and thinking I would train for it. And I actually signed up 2 days before the race. And so my coworker and I, we ran. I'd run a total of 5 times in 2017, and this race was in March. And just went out and did it. And that was, you know, it was cool knowing that I could still go out and do that kind of stuff. I run every now and then. I've really gotten into road biking, along with the subpar basketball that I play. That's a way, you know, to run up and down the court for an hour and a half, 3 days a week, and try and stay in shape. But the bike riding and having one of my coworkers, Nick Florence, to ride with, we go every Tuesday and Thursday morning, and getting up, you know, as the sun rises, and actually riding before the sun rises, watch the sunrise every morning. You know, it's really cool to find a way to stay active and do something that I enjoy. So,
visiting with Derek Westbrook on Inside Jag Nation this week. Looking back further than your favorite memory of South, you had went to high school in Mississippi, and you remember the recruiting process, who else was involved, and why you ultimately chose to come South?
So I had talks with Mississippi State and Lamar. I mean, Lamar and South Alabama were the two that I was really between, and Coach Barbie, whenever he was recruiting me, him and Coach Bruschi, I mean, I came on my first visit to South, and as soon as I stepped on campus, felt like I was at home. And that's kind of the experience that I wanted. Lamar is where my dad and his two brothers also went. His younger brother played basketball there. And so going there, I knew that that's a place that my family has gone, but I wanted to be able to kind of blaze my own trail and be my own person, not have to kind of follow in the footsteps of what my last name is and have those expectations. And so coming to South, the opportunity that I was presented with here, with the coaching staff and seeing the facilities, you know, it was awesome. And I knew right away this is where I wanted to be.
Now, you mentioned before you actually grew up in Texas, and then you moved late. And it's not like you moved across town or anything like that. I mean, you're moving within the region. You know, how difficult was it, and how much did it affect you in any way as you in high school, as you move forward, or was it just, well, new people, new place, I'm okay?
My dad works for DuPont, and we've, with his job, I mean, we've since moved from Mississippi to Victoria, Texas, and So we've made 5 moves, and in that time, I've come used to the fact that I have to make new friends. And that's, I think it's given me the personality that I have where, you know, if I have to have a conversation with a brick wall, I'm totally comfortable with doing that. So it's made it easy for me to really just, you know, yes, it was terrible having to move from Port Neches, where I spent kindergarten through 8th grade. I had all of these, still a lot of those are lifelong friends, and having to move away from them to Mississippi, and I moved to a town I'd never heard of. And but I mean, even my first day of school, was able to make friends, and that I would say it was tough leaving there, but it was what I was used to. You know, I was used to moving, and then that transition from there made it super easy coming to South to make friends, and then moving from South to Waco, making friends. And so honestly, I think it's really molded me to be who I am now, and moving around so much.
Well, now that you're back in Texas as a full-time staff member at Baylor, do you find you like being back in the state, and you hope jobs in the future kind of stay in that area? Or are you open to exploration, other schools, other conferences, different areas of the country? Have you thought about it yet? Maybe it's too early. I mean, you've only been full-time for a couple months, but...
Yeah, I, you know, with my dad's job, one of the coolest parts has been moving around and seeing the different areas of the United States. And I would say I would love to travel around and be at different places. And, you know, if I'm called to stay at Baylor for my entire career, I'm totally okay with that. But, you know, if I have the opportunity to come back to South or really go anywhere, I mean, I'm going to obviously think about it, and, you know, I'm not going to jump right at it. But if it's the right fit, I'm more than happy to go where I can make an impact.
You know, I'm sure that it's definitely achieving a goal to have found full-time work in the college administration level as you pictured it toward the end of your time at South. Beyond doing well in your new role at Baylor, have you thought about anything longer term? You always want to be in marketing. Is athletic director something you aspire to? Have you thought about those things, or is that too far down the line?
My dream is really, since working in this industry, starting out as an intern, I met with Dr. Urban frequently, and I would say my ultimate goal is to become a collegiate athletic director. And I know a lot of people do have that goal, and that's a position that's just, you know, doesn't just come available like that. So I think I do have the abilities to one day obtain that. I am in no way, shape, or form ready to hold that position anytime soon. So I do really enjoy the marketing fan engagement side of sports right now, helping create that environment. And the way I look at it is, you know, there's going to be one young boy or girl or family out there who has never been to a sporting event before. And so you have that opportunity to create an event for them that they're going to remember for a lifetime. So I really enjoy that side of it. You know, I would love to one day maybe get into the development side of sports. And the previous trend has been, you know, fundraising is a big part of becoming a collegiate athletic director. And, you know, nowadays I think you can really become that from, as long as you're, you know, well-versed in what you do. And I think you can get that through any department. It's just, you know, knowing how to run a department. But I do have that ultimate goal of becoming a collegiate athletic director, I would say.
I know that your time in Mobile is short. You got things and events that you need to attend to, so we don't want to keep you too much longer. But before we let you go, I ask you a set of questions, and I just, first thing that pops into your mind, and I'll start with, when you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
So besides subpar basketball, I would say over par golf. I do enjoy getting out with my friends and golfing, and really just, I have a good group of friends that we just enjoy hanging out together and just watching sports.
What's your favorite sport outside of track and field?
Gotta love football. I love football.
Best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Ooh, that's a good question. Sheesh. Golly. Yeah, honestly, I can't remember the last time I attended an event as a fan. I mean, growing up, went to Astros games all the time. Any time I got to go with my family to an Astros game, those are just something that I really cherish looking back on. We'd go to Rockets games and Cowboys games, and I don't know if I have one particular favorite one. Probably just any time I've gone with my family to a game. I love doing that.
On your bucket list, what's number one on the athletic event you want to go to that you've never been?
Man, everyone loves the Kentucky Derby, the Indy 500. I would love to go to a Super Bowl. And honestly, I would love to go to a Champions League, English Premier League Champions game over in England, or the World Cup Championship game. I mean, anything that has a big crowd and environment where it's just energetic, you can feel it. I'm open to any of those. World Series, NBA Championship, any of those, you can count me in.
Where are you going on your dream vacation?
Oh, honestly, I'd probably be okay with just a nice beach or anywhere with mountains. I love hiking. Italy would be fun. Probably somewhere in Europe.
Favorite movie?
Space Jam.
Favorite book?
Gosh, I don't read.
You're the first person I've got to actually admit that. That's probably my bad for putting you in that position. I guess I need to apologize.
I'm completely content with saying that I do not enjoy reading. I think as a kid, you grow up writing book reports. And, you know, if I open a book, I feel like I have to write something about it. And I just don't want to do that. So I'm okay with reading an article here and there. And that's why I enjoy the sports articles. But as far as reading an actual book, you know, can't do it.
What's your favorite magazine that you read?
I like Sports Illustrated. Don't honestly read much magazines either. I kind of get my
I tried to throw you an out there. You should have just said Sports Illustrated and stop. But you've let the cat out of the bag. We'll be okay with that. Favorite musical artist?
Golly. I like Third Day. Love Chris Tomlin. Love Hillsong. Honestly, I don't really have a lot of favorite things. I guess I'm pretty basic and just enjoy a lot of things, I guess.
Somewhere down the road, when someone writes of the movie script and develops it for the story of your path through collegiate athletics, who's going to play the starring role of Derek Westbrook?
Oh, man. Well, since I do a lot of things subpar, I'd probably say some subpar actor who isn't really well known. I don't know. I mean, throw Matthew McConaughey in there. You know, I'm not a good looking guy, so I'd like to go ahead and add someone who can give me a little credit, so make me look better than I actually am.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Derek Westbrook, 2015 South Alabama graduate, member of the cross country and track and field teams while he was here, and now the assistant director for fan engagement at Baylor. Appreciate your taking the time when you've got this short trip back to Mobile. Enjoy the time back here, and best of luck in Waco this fall and moving forward.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Go Jags.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!